Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Shh. Everybody, shh. Listen to this. That's a cricket found here in New York City. And not just any cricket, but a full field cricket. Listen to this one. That's a jumping bush cricket. And if you can tell the difference, well, maybe you'd like to sign up as a citizen scientist and take part in the first annual New York City Cricket Crawl happening next Friday. Joining me to talk crickets and katydids and how to tell them apart are two professional scientists, biologist Sam Droege from the U.S. Geological Survey's Patuxent Wildlife Research Center, and entomologist Lou Sorkin from the American Museum of Natural History. Welcome to WNYC, Sam, and welcome back, Lou.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. You want people to... That was great, because I never heard those clips before, and I never heard the difference between crickets before. So you want people to go out and help count not individual crickets, but these different species, these different types of cricket chirps. Lou, how's this going to work?
Well, people will go in groups and be able to communicate with us via cell phones or online or even on services like Twitter or something. And by listening to the species, and if they practice ahead of time and go online and listen to the identified species, then they'll be able to tell us what they've been hearing. And if they could also copy save what they're hearing, although on a cell phone we found out it doesn't work very well, but maybe on a regular tape recorder or something, then they can always send it back or bring it in, and then we can really know exactly what they've been listening to.
Sam, how many different crickets are in our area?
Well, in the general metropolitan area, there's probably 30, 40 species, but we've chosen only 7 that are easy to identify for the survey.
Let's do a couple more. We heard the fall field cricket and the jumping bush cricket. Here's another one. It's really so different from those other ones, and I don't think I ever would have noticed that before. That, of course, was the oblong-winged katydid, and another katydid. Such beautiful music. Lou, did you say that's your target?
That's the one, yes. That's what we're looking for.
Why?
It was reported that it's not around here anymore because a lot of its normal habitat is much less than it was before. So we're looking for that particular species. But, of course, there, like Sam said, there's 6 other common ones that are also going to pop up, and then people, you know, will be able to tell us what they've heard.
So, Sam, do you think that crickets and katydids are indicators of environmental health, like frogs, for example, seem to be?
Yeah, in a way they are. So there, and frogs would be processing water-related environmental variables, or their habitats are increasing or decreasing. And crickets and katydids, the katydids are mostly leaf feeders, so they're integrating and telling us about how the leafy green world is. And crickets are mostly detritivores, so they're feeding on carrion and odds and ends things, get into your house.
That's the difference between a cricket and a katydid, their food sources?
I'm being very broad brush with that difference between the two. But one of the things that Lou mentioned to mention here is that we don't, in addition to the one species we mentioned, we really don't know much of anything at all about any of these species within the city. Where do they drop out? Where do they occur? Are they, since we're doing the outer suburbs and the rural areas too, we'll be able to map, because we're going to map in real time where these things are. And all people need is a cell phone to phone in their results.
And I gather as a warm-up for this actual cricket crawl that you're going to do next Friday night, and we'll tell people how they can sign up, that people can post in advance. Oh, we're inviting to people to post to our website, and then you can check it out where they've heard crickets or katydids in the city as a warm-up. So we're collecting those right now.
We'll look at it.
And I gather that this common true katydid, as it's called, that supposedly disappeared from Staten Island in 1920, has actually been heard recently in the Village and in the Bronx.
That's right. We have two reports. We have one from a group of researchers who were at the Botanic Garden, and they'd been studying this one woodlot, and when they got the recordings, they went out at night and said, hey, in this one mature forest that had been left for years and years, we have that species. The other is more mysterious, because the Village is not where you would call prime katydid habitat. It's not the original landscape of Manhattan at all. So, but we've talked to the person who found it, and we think that that's probably a legitimate hearing, and we'll probably go and do some follow-up on that.
I always thought the katydid was native to St. Mark's Place, but you know, maybe that's not right. So,
you're going to St. Mark's to look.
Of course. So you're going to try to get a live count next Friday night from cell phones, and you're sending people to various spots around the city, St. Mark's Place maybe, and others. And I noticed in the instructions that you're also asking for stories along with the counts. We've just got like 30 seconds, but you've partnered with the art gallery Proteus Gowanus for this. What's the art angle?
Well, what we want is that not only is it a scientific investigation, but we want people to learn about crickets and katydids, to think about them differently, to interpret the cricket and katydid scene, now that they know what they are, in different ways. And art is one expression, just like science is an expression of the area. We can interpret it through art. And so that's one thing we want to promote, is not just a hard science, but looking at katydids and crickets for themselves.
So we work with citizen journalists in some of our crowdsourcing projects. You're working with citizen scientists next Friday night for the first New York City Cricket Crawl. How can people sign up?
You don't sign up.
Okay.
You can do the count by going to the website.
Uh-huh.
And the information's there, and then you're simply phoning in. You can tell us that you're surveying. We're not trying to coordinate who goes where.
Okay.
We have a lot of people in Central Park. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
It's at this point, it's a test to see how people self-sort.
What's your web address?
www.discoverlife.org/cricket. You can also
discoverlife.org/cricket, or we have a link, if you can't remember that, at wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Lou Sorkin from the American Museum of Natural History, and Sam Droege from the U.S. Geological Survey. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Upon a star as dreamless.